uniform yet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Gowanus will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Just one second. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Pete Allen, bottom square, level 3rd, 163-728.
Thank you, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your committee supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on... Let me double check on that again. I'm not sure if you wrote the right date on there, sir, because today's only January 15th, and you signed it for January 20th, 2019. Did you sign it on a different day?
No, that's correct.
I think the signature right, the date right below it is December 20th.
Okay, I see what it is. It looks like that you probably signed it on December 20th. Does that sound right, Mr. Bones?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure because it's important that you have enough notification before you have a hearing. Anyways, the form lists your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir? Okay, thank you. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. You cannot see us as this is a telephonic hearing, but in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing.
Okay.
Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Very well.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Valenzuela and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Valenzuela, this hearing will be conducted in two distinct phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Valenzuela. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal revision company as follows. Violation of condition number one is demonstrated by your failure to complete initial intake with your assigned parole officer or the duty officer by November 1st, 2018. Your whereabouts were a known muster and absconder from supervision. Mr. Valenzuela, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. Just 1 second, because I have to fill out some paperwork. Based on Mr. Valenzuela's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed a criminal rating company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Valenzuela, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Valenzuela. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Yes, sir.
Valenzuela was released from ADC custody on 10/31/2018 and arrested on 11/27/2018 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit along with the assistance of the United States Marshal's Office. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 11/27/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 4/28/2019 with 26 abscond days. Current convictions, 2015, robbery, 3 years. 2016, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2001, robbery, 2 years, 6 months. 2003, promoting prison contraband, 5 years. 2004, armed robbery, 5 years. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he is a suspected member of the New Mexico Mafia Arizona and self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Westside Barrio Locos. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release, absconded for 4 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2009, TIS release, completed 8 months. This area is significant with violence, conspiracy, rioting, drugs, and weapons noted. Other arrests, 1995, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 1999, offense in the school zone, Arizona juvenile probation. 2015, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GB score of G5, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Just 1 second. Okay, back to you, Mr. Valenzuela. I'm going to make a very quick review of your case supervision summary because there's very little information in it. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections homeless. And shortly thereafter, you were missing from community supervision. So, for 26 days, where did you live, sir?
I was staying with my children's mom and my kid on 3121 North First Ave.
And why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
I contacted her and I let her know that I let her know that I was going to be a little late. She said no, that she had already filed the violation paperwork. So I just wanted to spend the Christmas and Thanksgiving with my kid before I turn myself in.
Well, it's always good to spend the holidays with family, but when did you notify her that you were going to be late?
Let's see, I went to report, I reported on the first or so. Let me look. I referred to the officer, and the next day I called her to notify her that I was going to come in, and she said no, that I hadn't showed up, that I was already in violation, so that there was no point. She said that she already
violated
me. If I did go in, I would be just turning myself in.
Okay, Mr. Valenzuela, I'm going to ask a quick question from our community corrections officer. Mr. Turner, is that consistent with what's in the court notes?
He was released homeless. He showed up at the parole office and then left. He did return a call on 11/7. Poor Pio Romero, offender, called and stated he would be in the office sometime today. Requested the warrant had been completed and submitted by the supervisor. But there is not a warrant number. If the offender was not reported by 4:30, it would be submitted for a number.
So
there was a warrant completed, but it was not active.
So maybe it's kind of a hypothetical, but is there a possibility that the warrant would have been crossed if he had shown up?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. I think you heard that, Mr. Valenzuela, and I know it's a little late for that, but I hope you do learn from that. There's a possibility that warrant could have been quashed if you had just shown up to your parole office. It is good that you do not have a lot of time left on your prison sentence, but again, we're here to consider whether or not to return you to the community. So you were with your wife, or I'm sorry, your ex-wife, or your, the mother of your children?
Mother of my children.
Okay. And were you able to find work?
Yes, with Ed Brown Landscaping.
That's always good when people are gainful. How many days did you work for them?
I was already starting to work for 4 days.
And out of curiosity, you said that you were staying with the mother of your children. How many kids do you have?
3 boys.
And it looks like that you were arrested by the Arizona Department of Safely Fugitive Apprehension Unit. So what were you doing when the unit caught up with you and arrested you?
I was actually about to leave the house to go pick up my sons from school.
So, should this board see fit to return you to the community, what's your plan, Mr. Valenzuela?
I have an actual solid address where I can pull it to. It's a friend of mine. She wouldn't allow me to pull there. I continue working for Ed Brown Landscaping and do whatever programming that the pro board would like me to do.
Well, that's a good attitude. Did you have any ongoing problems with drug abuse?
No.
That's
I've actually been sober for about 2 years now.
Good for you, and that's good to hear. It's a story we hear a lot, so I don't mean to assume, but thank you for providing that information. Mr. Turner, did you have some further information?
No, sir.
Okay. I would ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Valenzuela, you said that when you were gone for those 26 days, you were staying with your wife and kids?
Yes, sir.
So, if you were able to stay with your wife and kids, why didn't you stay with them from the beginning instead of being released homeless?
Well, actually, me and her were kind of going through an issue, and her brother was attempting to parole to their house, and he had said that he was going to go there. So I didn't want to parole that address because I didn't want to mess it up for him. I ended up finding out that he didn't parole there, and that's when I ended up going to that address.
So why did you notify that information to your PO, sir?
Well, like I said, I wasn't planning on going there. I was either going to try to find a halfway house or I was going to try to go to my mom's. But I wasn't sure where I was going to go at that point in time.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions from fellow board members? Okay, Mr. Valenzuela, we're getting very close to the end of the hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate and vote on this case?
I'm just very committed to finishing my parole if I am allowed, and I apologize for you guys having to take your time out of your day to deal with this issue.
Well, thank you, Mr. Valenzuela. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Very well.
Thank you, Mr. Valenzuela. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I have to say, I do like what I'm hearing from Mr. Valenzuela, in that he seemed to be engaged in providing for his kids. He found work. He says he's been sober for 2 years. And these are all very good signs of rehabilitation and hopefully putting whatever criminal issues he's had behind him and moving on to a productive and responsible life. It's just very hard to look past 26 days of absconding from community supervision, especially when, if he had just communicated, he might have got that word quashed, and we might not be having this discussion right now, but that's where I'll begin. And is there any input from my colleagues? Hearing no further input from my colleagues, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018-W3227, our discussion with Mr. Valenzuela, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, a move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Valenzuela was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal record company, in his message he absconded for 26 days, and we could not account for his activity in the community during that time. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, again from the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Valenzuela, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on April 28th, 2019. It is 2019. That sounds even further away to me. It just sounds like a long time away, but it is about 3.5 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like you have one. It sounds like you have a place to stay, a place to work. And I really hope that you return to the community ready to put this behind you and lead a productive and responsible life. You've been very pleasant with the board today, very straightforward, and I do appreciate that. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Valenzuela, if you could, please give the phone to your CO3 or just set the phone down as we wait for our next individual.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.